proposal di pace, anche per loro, in dove si può fare solo, ma per loro è bene. The point of departure for next lecture is a people in our lingua Shita Sravinatan, the opinion of the doctrine of Sravinatan. The thing is the problem in which order the scriptural sections should be placed in their respective compartments. We know very well, and many of you, perhaps all of you, have also know that explaining the halakhic terms in a philosophical and explanation video, which will be understandable or comprehensible for all of you. I will try to describe two basic aspects of our religious awareness, which find expression in the Shita Sravinatan. I'm not going to make great discoveries tonight. In general, I've known to you what I have formulated differently and the emphasis may be used. Sometimes the doctrine is the same, but the emphasis may be used. It is very important.
Immediately, when reading the
Russians from the leader's viewpoint or from the leader's right to his left, the partials appear in the order in which they are found in the Torah, in the Exodus, and in Deuteronomy. The leader starts with Kadesh, continues with royalty in Yaakov. Next to royalty, here Kadesh, royalty in Yaakov. Next, Shema, and at last, Goyim Shomer. We follow the order of the parshas in the Pentateuch, in the Torah. Shema, Kadesh, royalty in Yaakov. You find in Parshas Bay, Exodus, Shema Royal Shemei and Deuteronomy, in Zvorin, Kadesh Royal Tirach of Holy Spirit, next, Dan Shema, in which you find in Parshas Royal Chanan, and next to Shema, Dan Shema Shemei, which you find in Parshas Eichet. I repeat, according to Rashi, the parshas are placed in the four compartments of the Tefillah Shel Rosh. The order in which the parshas are placed in the four compartments of the Tefillah Shel Rosh is identical with the order in which we find them in the Torah. Let me say again, from my right, Kadesh, my left, on the right of the leader. Kadesh, first compartment, Royalty of Yaakov, second compartment, Shema, third compartment, Goyim Shomer, third compartment. The Rabbi Natan disagrees with Rashi. He argues, if Rashi's interpretation were correct, then the Braita, the son of Apollon, would have said, Ketat Sidron, Kadesh Nikon Prey, Vohoyo Kilimako, Shema Vohoyo Shomera. But the Braita doesn't say that. The Braita expressed itself differently. Ketat Sidron, Kadesh Nikon Prey, Vohoyo Kilimako, Mimim, Shema Vohoyo Shomera, Mismo. We must assume, according to the Braita, that the continuity breaks up in the middle between the second and the third compartment. You start Kadesh, Royalty Yaakov, and you stop. Then you start Shema from the other side, from the left, from the right. Shema, the Royalty Shomer. So according to Rabbi Natan, the order is as follows. Kadesh, Royalty Yaakov, Goyim Shomer, and Shema. According to Rashi, and the extreme right in the extreme right compartment is Kadesh, and the extreme left compartment is Goyim Shomer. According to Rabbi Natan, in the extreme right compartment is Kadesh, and the extreme left compartment is Shema. So what Rabbi Natan calls Abai is the answer. The two parshas which begin, commence with the Hoyo, are in the center, in the middle. So according to the Tam is Kadesh, Goyim Kiyivahachon, Goyim Shemela, Shema. And that's how the Tam is Kadesh the Braise. Kadesh, Nikopchei, Goyim Kiyivahachon, Minin, Shema Goyim Shomer Mismor. You start from the extreme right or left, and then you place two parshas, then you start from the other extreme, with the right or left, and you place two parshas. According to Rashi, the word cathedral is quite understandable. It means cathedral in a textual way. In the way the text, we will find it in partial integrated into the text of the Torah, in the same order I have to tell them in the compartment. But according to Rabbi Tam, we don't understand what the cathedral means. It works, it's not the cathedral. It's Tadish Moye Kevacho, Goyim Shomei Ashma. It's not the cathedral. So what is the cathedral? It is not evident, let me say, that Russia and Rabbi Tam disagree on the basic question. How are we need to treat the fourth section, the fourth parsha, as one entity or as two entities? Do the four parshiyot belong, I would say, hypothetically, to one uniform order of thought and commitment? Let's not forget that the four parshiyot narrate, what do they narrate for parshiyot? There is a spirit in the four parshiyot. There is a trail. The four parshiyot narrate. What is it about? In what are the parshiyot concerned? People in Israel should know that. Because Tfilin, according to the Rambam, is not only a mitzvah shebiyah, a technical mitzvah, but a mitzvah shebereh. It's an excavation performance as well, it's an emotion, it's a thought, it's a commitment. What is the story of the four parshas that we try to track? Yes? Rational whether we are, do listen to the story. We try to. It's the story of Kabbalah Eul Ha Shamayim. Kabbalah Eul Ha Shamayim. According to Rashi, all four parshiyos narrate the identical great story of Kabbalah Eul Ha Shamayim. But it's one entity, it's one unit, one order. It's one entity, one unit, one order. Then how does the order start? It has to start with the first parsha, where mitzvah tefillin is mentioned. This is Kaddish. We finish with the second, which entails a mention of mitzvah tefillin. Then pick up the third one in a different book, in Deuteronomy. Again, mitzvah tefillin is mentioned. And finish with the last parsha, where mitzvah tefillin is mentioned, the Roi and Shomer. There is no doubt, it's quite obvious that Rashi holds the view that we deal with one entity consisting of four compartments, component parts, consisting of four component parts, in which the reader encounters one by one the way we find them while reading the Sefer Torah. The term order cathedral, according to Rashi, signifies a technical, textual arrangement. The story contained in the four sections begins with Kaddish and ends with Moriah and Shemira. What would you suggest about Rabbi Natan? The Rabbi Natan apparently thinks differently. He has a different view. The four parshiyot, according to him, to his view, represent two entities. Each entity embraces two sections. The sections from Exodus, Kaddish Moyeh and Shomeah, is one unit. And the sections from Deuteronomy, from Mishneh Torah, form another unit. These two units of thought and commitment are related to two orders. One order runs from the right of the reader to his left. the order of Exodus, the Exodus order, extends in the opposite direction, from the left of the river to the contrary, excuse me, I made a mistake. One order, the Deuteronomy order, runs from the right, from the left of the river to his right. The other order, the Exodus, extends in the opposite direction, from the left of the river to the, from the right of the river to his left. Each order has a separate point of departure. The term Kedron after Rabbi Nathan, the term Kedron after Rabbi Nathan, what does it signify? Not textual sequence or order. Denotes not a textual, but a conceptual or experiential arrangement. There are two units, two stories, two commitments, two kerygma, two contents. So one content consists, this is the Exodus unit, consists of two portions. These two portions were placed in the proper order. Kaddish Moed Yerachot. Then there is another unit, with another tale, with another story, with another commitment. And there are options, and those parshas are also placed in the proper order. But you start from the extreme compartment, from the compartment which is on the extreme left or on the extreme right. So that's why Kaddish Moed Yerachot constitute one order, Shema Ro'ayim Shemayach constitute another order. The partial extends in two opposite directions. That the real duality of content and order and commitment in film can be corroborated by another fact, namely, who could suggest it to me? Rashi seems that the order of the four parshas is a uniform, identical order. Identical. It's the same story. There is continuity, complete continuity, from Kaddish to Rosh Hashanah. According to the Talmud, there are two orders. Two ideas are represented by the four sections. The Exodus unit represents one idea, the Deuteronomy unit represents another idea. Yeah. Or it's much like it, of course, I find myself on the Shinim, I believe that it's a higher in support of the opinion of Rabbi Nathan. So the whole lecture will be completely devoted to this problem. What are the two units of Rabbi Nathan? What are the two stories that he will tell us? It's very important, not only from the philosophical viewpoint, from the viewpoint of Hashkotet, but simply for the kiyum, for the fulfillment of mitzvah kiyum. Because kiyum, in order to be mitzvah kiyum, requires not only a physical performance, but an experience, an experiential and internal performance as well. You cannot experience a mitzvah if you don't know the content of the mitzvah. So to interpret the two units of the Rabbi Nathan in the proper region is of great relevance to us. I say the Rabbi Nathan's opinion was that the four parshas are classified as grouped into two units, into two entities. Each entity represents a separate idea. And I say there is support for the Rabbi Nathan in another halacha. Or rather, we say a kabbalah. So everyone says, correct. The Gemara says, Shin shall fill my local mission of Sinai. The reason our local mission of Sinai is, and Shin shall wash, the Shin should be engraved or carved. But Shin Moshe Rabbe, Moshe Rabbe is actually, this is, it's not a paper, it's a document consisting of the fiscal warfare, decisions by the gaining, that they have to fill. They say, not to mention the Dhamma of the Mishra, but pushing it. The Shemusha Rabbe requires pushing it instead of work. The Bible of Talmud mentions only mention, Shinshon Tene, the Shemusha Rabbe speaks, and added another one and speaks of two. As a matter of fact, the Shinem differ. There is one Shin on our right and there is one Shin on our left. They differ in what regard? One Shin consists of four heads and another Shin of three heads. What do the two Shin represent? What do they bear witness? What step do they bear witness? That to the duality of order and identity content of the world. That there has been a time emphasized so much. In order to understand Rabbi Natan, the proper reason to formulate his idea of classical categories and experiential terms, I would suggest that we should put Rabbi Natan's opinion aside for one, for a short while, and instead pick up a passage in Midrash Rabbah, in Shmeis Rabbah, related to the verse this Kutasa Pesach, called the Necho Medecha Rishay. I'll read it in Hebrew, I'll have the translation, and then our whole lecture will just revolve about the interpretation of that passage in the Midrash. The Midrash starts as follows. Yehi libi tomim b'chukecho, l'mar le'idish. Zeh Kutasa Pesach. I'll read it in the first. Chukecho means two. It means two chukot. What two chukot did David have in mind when he said, Yehi libi tomim b'chukecho, let my heart be undivided to attaining your statues? What statues did he refer to? So the Midrash says, Zeh Kutasa Pesach, Zeh Kutasa Kol Adumah. Namo ששתיהם בינים זה הלבש. בוזה להם החוק הספטה, ובוזה להם רוחות הספרו. ואין אתו ידע איזה חוק עובדים הוא מזו. משה הוא שני מתו לסאו קנקוי. דיימס, שואים האוכל שתיהם, מי גדולה מזו? איסו שחר אותו, מלווה איסו, אביסו, בלכס נחבאו, גדולה מזו. כך נאמר בפסח, חוקו. ובפורו נאמר חוקו. מי גדולה? הפורו. שאיך לפסח צריך לו, שנאמר ולא תחולה תומי, מהפר פי בזחתו. Let us start with the Midrash. Let my heart be undivided. It's very important, the word for me. In thy statutes, in order that I may not be put to shame. As a matter of fact, I told the voice to bring the translation of the prayer and the ticket. Didn't that appear on the ticket? David referred to two statues, Chukechot, the Hilly Bittonim the Chukechot, two statues. Chukechot, two. The statue of Pesach and the statue of Korah Adumah. The Rebbe said, say what to say, the phrase which I dislike, the Rebbe had to hide the time. It's not a different story. Which are similar to one another. For in reference to the first, it says, this is the statue of the person, In reference to the other, it says, this is the statue of the law. They spoke of Hatero. Moreover, one does not know which statue is greater than the other. It measures greatness of the statue. It is like the case of two ladies, noble ladies, who were walking side by side, together, apparently, on the footing of equality. Who then is the greater? She whom her friend accompanies to her house, and so is really following her. Similarly, in the case of the personnel, we find the term statue, hutasapeta. Then in the case of the red heifer, we also come across the word statue. Which then is the greater? The red heifer, the paradigm. For those who eat the personnel, who participate share in the foreign person, the personal end, we eat purifying ashes. And it is said, and for the unclean, they shall take of the ashes of the burning of the fire. And in Hebrew, Rishka Shechavato, Melade Yisrael Beto, Melecha Sacharel, Tachnema Betesach, Chuko, the poor Nema Chuko, Migdelo, Ato, Sheikh Mitesach Trishindo, Shenema Mokku Lakome, Meachar Shreifa Sachatos. Do you understand it? I know it. Let us first understand the Midrash verbatim. The Chukas HaTero, for instance, last Shabbos, yesterday, we read Parashas Korach. We still have to read one. The fourth Parsha Chedesh. Parsha Spora deals with Spora Duma. Parsha Chedesh deals with what? The Spora Pesach. The Chukas HaTero is never, that was exactly, that transpired also during the time of the Israelites. First, what did the Jew do? He submitted himself to the sprinkling of the Bnei Chatos in order to clean himself. After Mishnah, correct? Then, after the absolutely the sprinkling of the Bnei Chatos, in the Zohar of Bnei Chatos, he fulfilled his duty of offering the Pesach and eating the Pesach. The Chukas HaTero is never left alone. Because one cannot fulfill the precepts of Pesach without attending to the cleansing with the Mechatos. It's impossible. The Mechatos is always in the company of another Chukah, namely Pesach. After cleansing with the Mechatos, one is still pretty bound to offer the Pesach. Consequently, the Pesach or the Chukas HaPesach is only the esper or the nave. The Torah Duo or the Chukas HaTero is the mystery. Do you understand me? What is difficult here? As far as sequence of time is concerned, it's correct. When you are concerned with the Chukas HaTero and the Chukas Torah Tumeh, you are also concerned with what? The Chukas HaPesach. So Chukas Torah Tumeh is never left alone. It's always accompanied by what? By Chukas HaPesach. While after having attended to the cleansing, with the Bnei Chatos, so I still have to attend to what? To Pesach, so Pesach is alone. So apparently, Pesach is the meat, the esrog, waiting, waiting, and the Buddha Sapporo is the mistress or the notary. What is difficult here, that talking in terms of sequence, of temporal sequence, is correct, but analyzing the situation in a lofty conceptual terms is the reverse, is true. Why is the reverse true? Because why do you attempt to be cleansing this may happen? For what